Next thing on the agenda is the COI report. Ray, are you presenting that? And it should be noted it's not COI, it's COIs. There are five COIs that are local committees, but they're committees of the national board, despite the fact that they're elected by their local boards. So what is the report from the COIs? Pardon me, committees of inclusion.
It's in the bylaws. Well, we're in an odd position now where if we had to report, as you said, they are COIs, if we had to report properly, we would have five different reports, which would be unyielding. I think what this is pointing to is that the decision we made about a month or a month and a half ago to no longer support the National Coordinating Committee that existed before, if I remember, the rationale was that we didn't want to add an additional administrative structure. I think there's evidence that this body is required to coordinate the activities. As I mentioned earlier, some of the work that was done in some of the national initiative, including the Spanish language program and some of the other discussions around national issues, came from issues connected to the work of the National Committee of Inclusion. So what I would suggest is that maybe we can spend the remaining time looking at what's happening at different stations, but more importantly, maybe discussing the need to reinstate that coordinating committee. And if I remember, the way it was set up before is that one member was elected from each local board, and that this individual function. I remember again, the part of the objection was a technical one, that they would need a members of the local board and so on, besides directors, that we don't make it a committee of the board as such, that the coordinating committee would be a task force that would coordinate the activity.
Before we do that, I notice Abokim is signing up for public comment. That public comment list is the second list. There are already 20 people there, so if you see your name on that list as 17, it actually means you're 37th in line. We have that public comment period is, I believe, scheduled for 40 minutes. Okay. Teresa, did you want to speak?
Yes, I would just like to say I disagree with Ray LaForest. That there has been nothing that has kept any one of the five directors from convening a meeting of the five directors that are on the Committee of Inclusion. Our report from Houston is not perfect, but our Committee of Inclusion has been meeting, and I know even though Bill Gallegos did not submit a report, I know that KPFK's Committee of Inclusion is meeting and is doing very productive work. In fact, I'm quite envious of what he just said so modestly. So if you want to hold a meeting, the five directors, bring it on. Just tell me, and we'll get on the phone, and we'll do some business.
Bad phrase.
I know.
Anybody else?
Sorry. I
did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Maybe we should hear from the other COI representative.
Yeah, it would be nice if maybe we could hear from each director on each one of the COIs their any report they have to make from their local COI. Who's representing WPFW on the COI, on their Committee of Inclusion? Have they been able to meet? Okay. Los Angeles, we heard about KPFT. New York?
Ray, well, New York, we have met. At this stage, at least, our next meeting is Monday, and we're looking at lists of previous applicants and looking at priorities as we're moving forward.
And KPFA? What's going on in KPFA's Committee of Inclusion?
The COI, regrettably, has not met. I hope things will improve and we will get down to business better than we have, but unfortunately I have nothing to report.
Well, does the board want to spend the remainder of the agenda time discussing reasons why these COIs are not functioning, or do we move the agenda? Is there any objection to moving the next item in the absence of a report? Seeing none.